We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the Tiger Style Wrestling Podcast here on the Inside Mizzou Athletics Podcast Network, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. I'm your host, Matt Manley, and joined with me today, Bo Bayman. And Bo, it's just a nice old-fashioned just you and me podcast today.
And we have some breaking news, kind of. I mean, the seeds are out. You're fresh out of a meeting, and now we know what's going to happen this weekend at the Max.
Yeah, you know, we have I know all of our seeds right now because I was in the seeding meeting with Coach Smith. We're not, you know, permissible to release all the seeds yet, but we're going to release our seeds.
There you go.
Our guys are. So, yeah, we're looking pretty good, you know. 9 out of 10 guys rank either first or second, and then our 10th guy, Zach Elam, you know, ranked third in the conference going into this tournament. So we're looking really good, and, you know, there's quite a few spots per weight, too. So we're going to still have to wrestle our best, but I don't think we're too worried about, you know, we should get everybody to the national tournament, all 10 guys.
Let's talk about your itinerary first. You guys leave early tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're going to be taking off from Columbia about 4:15 in the morning and busing over to St. Louis and catching a flight out of there. Got a direct flight, luckily, so going to Philly. And then from Philly, it's about a 45, 50-minute drive to our hotel. So not too bad. And then the guys will get a workout tomorrow. We found a nice gym up there the guys are going to get a workout in. So we'll go from there.
And then what do you do Thursday?
Thursday, we'll hang out. Our weight cutters will get us a couple small workouts in, and then we're going to go over to the arena, and we'll get to see the arena. The guys will work out over there, and then it's just got some coaches' meetings Thursday night, kind of going over how the tournament's going to run and stuff, and from there, it's the guys are going to eat their ritual night before competition dinner, and we're gonna wake up Friday morning and get after it.
Then it's go time on Friday. Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing we have to remember is Friday, Saturday this weekend. All right, let's get to it. 125. There's four spots up for grabs. Connor Brown of Missouri, ranked number two. Pretty good for Connor.
Yeah, and you know, I think Connor was a pretty clear cut two coming into this. He's only had two losses on the year. One of those coming to the one seed, Drew Hildebrandt, who is ranked number two in the country overall right now. So, you know, we've proven that we're right there with the best guys in the country. And if Connor wrestles how he should meet up with Hildebrandt in the finals for a rematch.
So he's the two seed. Again, four spots, so you feel pretty comfortable there. At 133, Matthew Schmidt, the number one seed, and five spots at 133. That's the... There's a load going from 133 out of the MAC.
Yeah, and you know, I guess that's something we should talk about too. Is the spots where on a normal year are determined by three things, and that's your coach's rank, your RPI, and then your individual record. And this year, because there's an imbalance.
Yeah.
Not all teams have been able to wrestle the same schedule or same number of matches. Some teams, for Lock Haven, who's in our conference, for instance, the conference tournament's going to be their first matches. So
wow.
They went back to using historical data to determine how many allocations there are per weight. And so basically they took, I believe, from 2016 through 2020 and took a conference average. There was a little bit of, concern because they did not take the EWL allocations into that for the MAC conference, the EWL joining the MAC last year.
Right.
But I think we came out okay still, 35 spots overall. Really, the only weight we would have liked to have seen another spot or two was 165, but we'll get to that down the road. But yeah, five spots at 133, there's gonna be some guys in there qualifying that, maybe on a normal year don't qualify.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting.
You know, some of our fans probably don't know that the MAC did expand. There's going to be a lot of teams there. It's not like it used to be.
Yeah. So, there's 14 teams in the MAC right now with the, expanded EWL team. So, basically two more rounds than we're used to seeing in the conference tournament if you didn't watch last year's conference tournament.
Yeah. 141. So, again, Matthew Schmidt, number one at 133, five spots to go. 141, the number one seed is Missouri's Allen Hart, not surprising. And, again, four spots up for grabs at 141.
Yeah, and there's some good guys at 141. The top four there are all pretty tough. So that's a just four spots there. I would expect to see Allen Hart have a rematch in the finals with the Dresden Simon kid from Central Michigan. Simon is a returning, he was voted an All-American last year. He was, ranked in the top eight going into the national tournament that was canceled. So Simon's tough. He's the reigning MAC champion. Allen Hart, a MAC runner-up last year at 133 pounds. But I would expect to see those two in the finals. I'd be shocked if it was something different.
All right. At 149, another number one seed. That's Brock Mahler. Four spots up for grabs, but Brock, obviously, the clear-cut choice for number one.
Yeah. At that weight, honestly, it's pretty much Brock Mahler, and then everybody else has to wait.
Right.
I couldn't give you a prediction on who's going to be those two through four spots, but we're expecting Brock to show up and, do what Brock does.
This is an interesting year, too, because there are a lot of spots. However, if there's an upset early, that really throws a wrench into things.
Yeah, and, some of these weights, like heavyweight, for example, we'll get to that later on, but there in a normal year would have been four to six people who would have qualified a spot somewhere in there, and only three spots up for grabs, so the seeding in that, and like you said, the upsets, that really throws a wrench into things if the bracket doesn't go accordingly.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be really interesting.
So Brock is number one at 149. At 157, Jared Jacuse is ranked number two. Again, four spots up for grabs there.
Yeah, and 57 is a really good weight. Jarrett will probably have the Ruffin kid from SIUE, who he's wrestled a bunch of times. I don't think he's ever lost to him, but it's always a close
match.
Should have him in the semis, and then if everything goes accordingly, should wrestle the Delvecchia kid from Ryder in the finals, which would be a rematch of last year's MAC finals where Delvecchia ended up beating us. But Delvecchia, he's really tough. He's two or three in the country, undefeated, although he hasn't wrestled very many matches this year. He's definitely a tough opponent.
So far we've talked about four spots and five spots up for grabs. We get to 165. This is where we got to land for a little bit. Keegan O'Toole is the number one seed, the Missouri Tiger, and he's had a fantastic freshman year. But there's only two spots up for grabs here at 165. And that is, I don't think it's alarming, but it is something where you go, holy smokes, just two guys out of this weight class going to nationals.
Yeah, and it's not a super deep weight. In a traditional year, this would be a year where Keegan absolutely would have qualified a spot. The Alonya kid from Northern Illinois, who is the two seed, would have also qualified a spot. And then there's a couple guys that, would have been on the bubble, but only two spots. I don't think we'll be getting a wild card for a three unless, it was Keegan or Alonya who got upset, but I don't see that happening. But there's some decent guys in there still. The Yinger kid from Ohio, he's pretty tough. He's going to be in the mix.
And it's where you have to go wrestle. I mean, you have to go do your job. And that's not just at 165, but when there's only two spots on the line, you know you got to go get it done.
Yeah, and you talk about just, you know, you got to go wrestle. That's the definition of Keegan O'Toole. He doesn't really care who it is across the line from him. He's going to approach every match the same way, and he's going to go out there to score as many points as possible. So that's a if you have to pick a guy, you know, at a spot with or a weight with limited spots, it's probably the guy I'd be picking.
Yeah, yeah, good call. 174, Peyton Mocco's the number two seed with three spots up for grabs. So, again, Peyton Mocco probably in pretty good shape there, but he's going to have to go out and take care of business.
Yeah, you know, Peyton, he lost a really close match last year in the semifinals against the Alanya kid. We were just talking about 165 pounds. And, you know, Peyton was a freshman last year, and that's a tough spot to be in as a freshman. There was only two spots at that weight, so Peyton had to come back and get third to, you know, secure a solid chance to get a wild card bid. And he did that. So that was a great response by him. This year, a little bit more comfort, you know, three spots. He arguably could have been the one seed over the McNally kid from Kent State. We're ranked over him in the coaches' rank. You know, McNally has one loss in the conference, which was an injury default, but still a loss. So we could see him in the finals. There's a couple other good guys on that side of the bracket. So I wouldn't be super surprised if he gets upset on the way to the finals. But if Peyton Mocco just shows up and wrestles how he knows how to, I believe he should be the conference champion.
When you get into the conference and, again, in nationals, you got to kind of block that out and kind of say, okay, I got to treat this like it's a regular duel and I'm just going to wrestle this guy, don't you? You can't put all that pressure on yourself of, okay, I can't screw up here, because then you don't wrestle.
Yeah, that's not the way to look at it. I mean, if you're thinking I can't screw up here, you're looking, you know, down the bracket on who you might wrestle later on, you're definitely not focused on the task at hand. And I think that's what Coach Smith would tell you too. And all of our guys are pretty good at having, you know, tunnel vision on even just focusing on what they're doing in that specific match at that time, you know, where they're putting their hands at, what shots they're hitting. And I think our team does a really good job of that.
Okay, at 184, three spots up for grabs, Jeremiah Kent is the number two seed.
Yeah, you know, Jeremiah's had a great season so far. He's been out for a little bit, but I think he's ready to go. You know, he's undefeated on the year. It's really him and Britt Wilson from Northern Illinois, the two, you know, clear-cut front runners at this weight. Barring something crazy happening, I think we should see those two in the finals. I'm hoping Jeremiah can pull it off. It's kind of two different stylistic matchups there. Wilson, you know, not super technical, but really kind of counts on wearing his opponents down. And then Jeremiah Kent, just a physical specimen in his matches when you see him. He just, you know, tends to overpower with his opponents with just natural horsepower. And it should be a really exciting matchup if we get to see that one in the finals.
At 197, three spots up for grabs for Rocky Elam, who we've talked about on the podcast. We talked about it on the broadcast. The last time we saw him here at the Hearn Center, he flipped a switch. It was the first time we saw it in college, but we saw it, and it was like, okay, there's the Rocky we thought we'd see all year.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, it was great to see him flip that switch there. And what we've seen in the practice room is we've seen that Rocky, you know, for 8 months now. And I don't think the folks, you know, out in the crowd have been able to see that. Just Rocky hasn't been super healthy, but now he is.
Yeah.
You know, this is really the first time all season he's, okay, I'm 100%. Here I go. And that's really exciting. You know, Rocky's coming into this undefeated still. I don't think he's getting all the respect he deserves in the rankings, but we'll worry about that after conference. If he goes up, shows up to conference and wins it, you know, I think he's going to be looking really good for nationals. He's going to have a tough guy. Greg Bolzak from Clarion is the one seed. Bolzak is undefeated, returning MAC conference champion at 197 pounds, and I believe he's 8th or 9th in the country right now in the coaches' rank. So he's going to be a tough matchup. I definitely think Rocky can beat him if he, you know, wrestles how he should, but it'll be a good matchup.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, and then finally, we've had, let's see, 5 2 seeds, 4 1 seeds. We get to heavyweight, and Zach Elam is the 3 seed. There's three spots up for grabs at heavyweight. And we all know about Stencil of Central Michigan. I mean, The guy's good. We saw him. We've seen him for years. Zach struggled against him and then kind of came on after as the year went on. I thought Zach got better and better. And so the three seed really doesn't worry me that much. What about you?
You know, not too much. You know, Zach has three losses in the year, but they're, I mean, three top 10 ranked kids. And I believe Zach's ranked 12th around there in most rankings that come into this. Heavyweight's a tough weight in the MAC conference this year. This is probably the one weight where I look at and I'm like, okay, you know, the historical data for the allocations didn't do heavyweight any services here. I think there's five or six guys that would be ranked in the top 33, you know, that would be potentially qualifying spots, and just three spots available. I definitely think Zach is, you know, among the top three in the weight, so if he wrestles how he should, we should have no problem. But that is a weight to be watching, you know, just overall. You got the Edinburgh kid in there who was a conference runner-up last year, qualified for nationals, who I believe... somewhere between the 5 and 7 seed, somewhere in there. The McKiernan kid from SIUE, yep. A previous qualifier, also in the bracket. So there's some tough guys in there to be watching out for. The Buffalo kid, Shiler, he's moving up from 197 pounds last year where he was an NCAA qualifier. He's going to be heavyweight this year. So there's, you know, 5 or 6 qualifiers in the bracket and only 3 spots available. So it's going to be very interesting, to say the least.
Okay, so now we've gone through everything. I know the goal is to get 10 out of 10, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, how do you get that done? It's all individual and say, hey, go take care of yourself, right?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of what we talked about earlier. Just focusing on one match at a time and what you need to do in that match to, you know, take care of business and get the W and move on in the bracket. You know, realistically, if you looked at it from the outside, all of our guys are ranked high enough where – if they didn't end up getting an automatic spot, they should get a wild card bid. Nothing is for granted like that, though, so you want to go and wrestle your best and get those automatic, you know, NCAA berths. But we should get all 10 across, I believe. If we wrestle our best tournament, we should have 10 in the finals.
Yeah.
So let's, you know, we're hoping for that. Our team is always looking to score bonus points, so we are a very competitive team. We want to crush, you know, our goal every year is to break the MAC tournament, you know, scoring record, which we've done several times. So I know our guys are looking to do that, but I think they're just eager to show up and compete. Most of these guys haven't wrestled in a few weeks now.
Yeah, right. And so with that being said, how has it been up in the room?
Energy's been great. You know, everybody's healthy right now. For us, it's just about getting there. You know, hopefully yeah. We have a smooth travel and, you know, our first flight of the year, but... everybody's ready to go. Everybody's healthy. I think everybody's really excited.
As a team, Mizzou's won, what is it? I think it's 9 conference championships in a row, 8 in the MAC.
Yep.
What teams out there you think will push you guys?
In the MAC conference?
Yeah.
Central Michigan has a really good team. You know, they have 3 potential All-Americans in Hildebrandt, Simon, and Stencil. So they've got a very good team.
And we saw them early in the year, and then that was a good duel.
Yeah. I would look for them to get, you know, probably the second most qualifiers. They're probably the second best team. After that, Northern Illinois, Buffalo, maybe Kent State, and Lock Haven probably the next couple.
And interesting, again, that this year you're going to see teams and guys you haven't seen. I mean, usually in the MAC you wrestle everybody or close to everybody, not this year. I mean, you got a couple in, and that's about it.
Yeah, that was a really interesting point, I know, during the seating meeting for the coaches, because, like you said, a lot of people haven't wrestled each other this year. So that you know, made for some challenges when they were trying to figure out the seeds, but I think they got it taken care of, and I think it's going to work out just the way it should.
Anything else going on in the wrestling world or all focused just on this weekend?
As far as our team goes, we're just focused on this weekend.
Yeah.
Taking care of business and then, getting back home and getting to work.
And once you get back home, you will have a little bit of a break while other teams wrestle in their conference tournaments. But because the MAC planned this out, there's going to be a couple weeks before nationals.
Yeah, I believe the MAC, the ACC, and the Pac-12 are all going this weekend. And then the Big 12 and Big 10 are going to be going, you know, next weekend, the weekend it usually is. So we'll have 2 weeks until we have to show up to the NCAA tournament to get into the so-called bubble. But got Coach Smith in the house. He didn't do as good a job preparing like I did. You know, fail to prepare, prepare to fail. I got my haircut done in time. Coach Smith had to go get his done, so he's late for the podcast. But
I have a busier schedule.
Fresh look, though.
I'll give him that. He probably does have a busier schedule.
We just went over all the weights. 5 number twos, 4 number ones, and then a number 3 in a stacked heavyweight class. You got to feel pretty good about that. I mean, that's a going in. You got to wrestle still, but going in, it looks pretty good. It
looks good, but we got to wrestle.
Yeah, right.
I mean, we've earned these seeds, and I thought we could have been in a couple spots higher in one or two, but, you know, it's the way it votes out, and it doesn't matter. You still got to go win the weight.
And we talked about how different it is this year because you didn't see everybody.
Yeah, we didn't see a lot of people.
Yeah, before. Right.
And everybody. I mean, there's one team, Lock Haven, hasn't wrestled one match this year. They're just showing up for the conference. So made it difficult. You know, it makes it difficult when you're trying to seed people that you have to really go by last year because you know they're pretty good.
When you go into this weekend and you get on the bus tomorrow morning early, you just tell the guys, just focus. Just focus one match at a time. That's all we need to do.
Just get on the bus on time. Yeah. That's what we got.
Because it's 4 a.m.
We got to go even step before that. Not even to the wrestling. We got 2 days to wrestling. We got to get on the bus on time. It's 4 a.m., so we got to catch a bus to St. Louis. But, yeah, I mean, we don't change that much of our training throughout the season. So it's like we're still doing the same things we've been doing all year in practice. And that's what you remind them, that consistency is what greatness, you know, evolves from. That we need to continue to do what we've done. We've had success everywhere we've competed at. And we're not going to change anything in these last weeks. Practices, they probably don't notice it as much or a little not as in, you know, when I say intense, we're not doing a lot of live. We want to keep them healthy, and we want them to feel fresh when they show up at the tournament.
Matt says, you know, you'll go over tomorrow, you get a workout in.
Yep.
And then is Thursday the hardest day? Just because, you know, I mean, you're not wrestling till Friday, so it's Thursday the hardest day just to, you kind of wait there and go, okay, let's get this going.
See, I think it's fun. It's, you know, you're away as a team, and it's our first plane trip, so it's, for some of these guys are true freshmen and young guys that have never traveled with us by plane. So for us, it's just, you know, preparing. We've prepared the entire, you know, when I think back to laser lanes.
Yeah, right.
Different places we've had to practice and the different things we've had to do and have separate practices and all the, you know, it's just been, it hasn't been easy, but they've made it through everything. And this is just the next step. So the day before that is kind of like the calm. We always have this formal meeting, but it's we do a talk and we may even have a video for them, and it's more just showing them just how prepared they are, that just go do what you've been doing all year.
And do you have like coaches meetings that day?
We'll watch film, we'll continue to, you know, if there's changes in the weights, if, you know, but that's what we're starting right now is breaking down by, you know, when you look at seeds, you can kind of tell who your
sure.
quarterfinal, semifinal, start getting to know some, because we haven't seen some of these opponents at the East Side teams we have not really seen much of.
I want to talk about 165. It's the only one where, the only weight where there's going to be two spots. Most of them have three, most of them four. There's even a five, but two spots, that's a little dicey, isn't it?
It is, but
I mean, you got a good guy wrestling.
We have a true freshman going in there, but that true freshman competes at a high level and he has all year, and you know, he's beaten the two seed, that he just needs to go do what he always does. And if, when he's wrestling aggressive and opening up and working for turns, Keegan's really tough to beat. That I feel confident about everybody. You know, my mindset is we can win 10 weights. Let's go in there with that mindset that let's, you know, we've broken team score records in years past, that this team goes in with the best opportunity to do, you know, be one of our best teams ever at this tournament. And I'm excited. I hope they have that same feeling. You want kids to be excited and embrace the competition instead of stressing about it.
Yeah, right. It's got to be that mindset, right? Because if you start looking ahead or you start thinking, well, what if I can't think about that? Got to just go out there and wrestle.
And you can't worry about how many spots. I honestly, I'm looking at this and just, I've looked at the spots probably a few times before, but it's, I just look at it. I'm confident in my team. Let's go do what we do best, and that'll take care of itself.
Matt said everybody's healthy. I mean, that's the good news. Everybody's,
don't jinx us.
I know. Knock on wood. But everybody's good so far, huh?
Everybody's great. So I'm really grateful of how this season has turned out. You know, we didn't wrestle. I know people are upset we didn't wrestle starters last week at the Cowboy Open, but with COVID, all this stuff, it just didn't make sense. But coming out of it, we got a good week of training. Brock got a good victory down there, even though he was the only starter. It all worked out great. Everybody's feeling body-wise unbelievable. So I wish it was Friday. Wish it was Friday morning and we were getting up. But, you know, I've been through this. I don't know. This is my 24th time as a head coach. And you just got to learn to stay calm and appreciate the day and the time together and get through it. And then we go compete. And our team's going to be stepping out there ready to go.
And when you do compete, we talked about 14 teams this year, a couple extra rounds in each weight class.
Yeah.
That'll be different.
It will, but our guys are prepared for it.
Sure.
You know, it means you got to stay focused. It's really like three matches that first day. So it goes bang, 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 you know, back to back to back. And then you're out of there and it's still early in the day. I think the last round ends around 6:37, that it's not a late night, but we'll know where we are, who's in the finals and all that kind of stuff. And then we get prepared for the second day. But that's the important thing in these tournaments is, you know, caring about your teammates and cheering for them, but also being focused on what you have to do. And even though it's an individual sport, it is team. So going out and getting bonus points are important, but really stepping up, you know, stepping away from all the, you know, the whatever, the craziness that's going on, and worrying about yourself and staying calm and saving your energy for the day.
Let's talk, since we didn't talk to you last week, let's talk about the Cowboy Classic. It was the first bracketed event that you guys have had. Yes, I know a lot of starters didn't go, but still, there were some good depth guys who did really, really well there.
Yeah, starting with 25, the 225-pounders making the finals and doing a great job. And, you know, Dak coming out a champion, Noah Certain beat a top 20 kid at the weight and beats a kid from Wyoming who had beat him by 10 points earlier. So overall, really pleased with those two. And then Trey Crawford going out and battling with some tough people. You know, he opens up with probably one of the top-ranked guys in the country. And just an exhibition match, but didn't get fazed by it, then gets thrown in the tournament and takes third.
Yeah.
So really pleased with the way he competed. And then you go all the way through, you know, 41 winning the weight. And that kid's, you know, Josh has had an amazing year to Brock winning it. And then when you think of Harmon and who else was placed up there? Dwayne
Villapando. Yeah.
I mean, it was a really good day for us. Most of the guys we brought did a great job. So
let's go back to Brock. When he was in here last week, still had the hat on. Probably will take it to the back, I would think.
He
probably wears that thing all over, doesn't he?
I don't know how the cowboy hat fits in New Jersey, but we'll see.
Yeah, it's true. But I was impressed with – he got taken down a couple of times. We've seen him, you know, some guys shoot on him and he's able to defend it. But he found ways to win that I think makes him an overall better wrestler. Do you agree with that?
Without a doubt. He's been working on the top position and riding people. And not only did he ride the kid pretty tough – but he gets the cradle and locks it up, and that's the difference in the match. And, you know, he doesn't get – I almost – and I don't mean this in a bad way, but you know, say, wow, coach, what are you saying? But when he gives up the first takedown, I almost feel relieved about it because I know Brock's going to get mad, and he wrestles really hard after that. And he doesn't get taken down that many times. That's the problem. But when Llewellyn came out and took him down, he didn't get fazed by it. It's like the pace of the match picked up from that point, and he just dominated in the hand fighting. And then from that point, eventually gets a stall call, then gets the takedown, and then gets the turn. And so even though it's perceived as, oh, man, Brock just got taken down, I look at it. Now I think we're going to wake up and he's going to be a hammer, which he was.
And we've seen that throughout the year with different people. We were talking about Rocky. Last time here at Mizzou at the Hearn Center, something flipped and he's been different since then.
Yeah, I got to keep that switch on.
He was
pretty
right.
Good that day. So we want that definitely. You know, and that's the excitement of this time of the year, that you're going into it and it's – the qualifier for the NCAA, but they're just matches, and you have to approach. It's hard to do that, but it's just approaching that way. Go out, and where do I put my hands? What are my best setups? What is the best thing that I do? And staying consistent with that. And we do that. It's going to be a fun weekend.
Effort and enthusiasm been pretty good in the room?
Effort, enthusiasm through the roof.
That's good.
If you watched our kickball games, you'd think it was the World Series champion in World Championships or something, but they get into it.
That's good. It just means they're ready.
I want them to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you sometimes forget, and sometimes fans and people get worked up. Oh, man, why isn't this? Why are they doing that? And, you know, why are they wrestling this way? But they're 18 to 20-something-year-old kids.
Yeah.
They put a lot of time into this sport. You know, the things you don't see on the backside, the training they go through, and weight training, and the running and conditioning, and just the battles in the practice room, and then having to go be students too. They're students first, and it takes a lot of time. But you know, this group does a great. They've dealt with the COVID and had a great season, and now we're ready to start the most important part of it, which is starting with the conference.
And that leads me to my next question. I'm glad, I hope you are, that the MAC kind of pushed up a week. I know that there's more of a break in between that and Nationals, but everybody, you know, can get their legs right, get their bodies right. I mean, that extra time is helpful, isn't it?
Oh, well, that, especially this year with COVID. And we're traveling by plane, and if somebody happened to test positive, they would be out the 2 weeks. They would miss the NCAAs if we went the next week.
Yeah.
So that was a big part of it. And then, of course, just getting contact trace put you out a week. So it at least allows you the opportunity to make it and not get, you know, not be the end of your season due to COVID. But just in training-wise, we usually get back Sunday night late or Monday from a conference championship, and this year you have to be at the NCAAs on Monday, so that would give you 6 to 7 days to recover and get ready for the NCAA. Now we'll have that 2 full weeks to do it.
Yeah, that's awesome. What else? What am I forgetting? Safe travels. I know how you love traveling on the plane.
Yeah, I hate it. But going back, getting back to the Northeast where I kind of grew up, not New Jersey. I was a New Yorker, but it'll be interesting just to see how our team, you know, going into New Jersey, it's a different place. Different than Missouri, I know that.
It is not Central Missouri, no doubt about that. final thing, when you go in and you look at this and you say, okay, I want to have, let's say, 10 finalists. That's the goal. Do you tell that to the team or not?
I think that's the expectation of this team. When you look at this, you know, when you look at seeding, when you look at that, their goals are always to go out and win the next match. And if you continue to do that, you're going to be champions. And they look at the wall. We look at the, you know, the team wall yesterday. I showed it to them that, man, this could be the 10th straight team. No team in the history of Missouri has ever won 10 straight conference titles. So does that put some pressure? Yes. But pressure is a good thing when you deal with it the right way.
Yeah.
And it's something that we want to have. It's an expectation of our program. So when they look at the individual wall and it's MAC champions, they want to be on that wall. That's why we have them out in the practice room.
That's right.
So they see it every day that they have goals for that. And so I know Connor Brown all the way down to Zach Elam is wanting to be on that wall, you know, as an individual and have the team on that wall for the 10th straight title.
And then they come back when they're alumni and they point to the wall and say, there I am.
And everybody's a part of it, from the staff to all the guys that aren't able to make this trip. It's a team thing. When you see that team on there, and even individuals. I remember when Mark Ellis won a national title, the first person he thanked was Don Bradley, his workout partner, too. I've heard it from Jaden Cox thanking his training partners that, you know, it takes many people, even though it's individual, it takes a lot of people to help you get to this point.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, good luck this weekend, and as I said, safe travels.
Thank you.
It's going to be streamed on ESPN Plus. All rounds should be featured on ESPN Plus. We're waiting on the MAC to release that and those links, and then we'll have those in a post on social media, so we'll keep you guys informed on that. But
cool.
Other than that, this is Tiger Style. Stay ready.
This has been Inside Mizzou Athletics on the Tiger Network, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Find an agent for your auto, home, and life at shelterinsurance.com. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.